My name is Dr. Chris Simpson. I'm the Executive Vice President Medical and Chief Medical Officer at Ontario Health. We're currently experiencing extraordinary pressure in our pediatric system. We're facing a triple threat of three viruses: COVID, respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, and influenza, all at the same time. Unusually high numbers of children are coming into hospital emergency departments for one or more of these viral illnesses, and the total number of these children that require admission is uncommonly high. While our hospitals have been preparing for this triple threat, we, along with much of North America and many places around the world, are seeing high numbers of these seriously ill children and seeing them earlier in the season than had been expected. Although this current situation is unlike anything we've seen in the pediatric population in recent memory, we have strong systems and structures that have been put in place during the pandemic for our adult community that we're now utilizing for child and youth care. We're taking action to ensure that these sick children get the care that they need. As we've done before, we're taking a Team Ontario approach, ensuring that all of our provincial resources are being used to support pediatric patients across the province. A team of experts meets daily to ensure that we're maximizing our health system resources. This team works with hospitals and regional incident management structures to support and coordinate care. All hospitals and their emergency departments have implemented surge plans to increase bed capacity and refocus resources to deal with the influx of pediatric patients. The number of available pediatric ICU beds is being monitored closely. It is very fluid and changes rapidly as children are admitted and discharged to a ward bed when clinically safe to do so. What is important to emphasize is that all pediatric patients will be seen when they come to a hospital. If they require admission, then we will look after them. But in order to do this, other parts of the health system will be impacted. We're already seeing a reduction in scheduled surgeries and procedures, and this will likely continue as we reallocate our resources to focus on pediatrics. We're also watching for the impact the flu may have on older adults. Our ability to manage this effectively will require all hospitals, both pediatric and adult, to work together to coordinate care. Our structures allow for this coordination and this real-time situational awareness so that the best decisions can be made. Dr. Moore will outline measures parents should take within the community to keep their children and themselves safe. Should your child become sick, parents should seek care through their family physician, go to a cough, cold, flu, and COVID assessment center, or call Health Connect Ontario, and if concerned, do not hesitate to bring your child to your local emergency department. While it's important to acknowledge that the system is extraordinarily strained, I have great faith and confidence in our healthcare providers across the province. They are expertly trained, and they will do whatever it takes to make sure all of our children get the care they need. Thank you, Dr. Moore.
Good morning. I would like to thank Dr. Chris Simpson for being here today and providing Ontarians with an update on the extraordinary pressures facing our health system and the actions that Ontario Health is taking to provide additional care in the pediatric system, specifically for children under five. The ongoing circulation of COVID-19 in our communities, in conjunction with the earlier than normal rise in influenza and respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, is a situation not seen before, but is being experienced across the Western Hemisphere. Seasonal influenza activity is fully underway, with the percentage of respiratory tests that are positive now at 14.5%, up from 10.3% just 1 week ago. Current percent positivity for RSV is at 6.4% in Ontario, but has been increasing over several weeks. While our COVID-19 percent positivity has been decreasing, it remains high at 14.2%, and sustained activity is anticipated due to the emergence of BQ1 and BQ.1.1 Omicron subvariants. What we are facing is a triple threat that requires our collective action, an action to protect the most vulnerable in our communities, the very young, the very old, and those with underlying medical issues, and to ensure that our healthcare system remains able to care for Ontarians when they need it. I am reminding Ontarians to get back to using all the layers of protection that we know work to keep ourselves and others healthy. We should all be screening daily for signs of illness and stay home when you are sick. Always practice good hand hygiene and regularly clean high-touch surfaces, which is especially important for RSV and flu viruses. Stay up to date with your vaccines. Get your COVID-19 bivalent booster dose and your flu shot. Both are safe and effective and can be received at the same time. This year's flu vaccine appears to be a good match to the dominant circulating strain, which is influenza A, H3N2. So we anticipate the vaccine being able to decrease your risk of being hospitalized for this virus. Influenza activity is increasing across Ontario. More than half of children 5 to 17 years old being tested in emergency departments and hospitals are positive already for influenza. I'm asking Ontarians, especially children 6 months of age and older, pregnant individuals, families and caregivers with young children, healthcare workers and elderly and those with underlying health conditions to get your flu shot as soon as possible, protect themselves and those around them. The best way to prevent the flu is by getting the flu shot every year. You can also get your COVID booster safely at the same time for those over 5. With the peak of flu season expected in early to mid-December, the time to get your shot is now. Please, please do not delay. It is not too late to get protected. And in response to the worsening trends and existing challenges for our healthcare system, I'm strongly recommending that all Ontarians, not just those at high risk, wear a mask in indoor public settings, especially around our most vulnerable Ontarians, the very young and the very old. I'm also recommending that, if possible, children between 2 and 5 wear a mask with supervision if they can tolerate the mask and safely put it on and off. Applying all these layers of protection will help to protect ourselves, our families, and most importantly, our children under 5. It is our youngest children, those under 5, who are especially vulnerable to severe outcomes from RSV and COVID and influenza, and we need to ensure that we take all the necessary steps to keep them safe. When it comes to RSV, while it is a known seasonal virus, it is highly infectious, is a major cause of respiratory illness in infants and children. Over 20% of children under 1 year of age have tested positive in the emergency departments and hospitals for RSV. Because RSV, influenza, and COVID-19 symptoms can all have varying degrees of symptoms from minimal to severe, it is important for everyone, including parents, grandparents, and other adults, to pay attention to the symptoms and avoid spreading it to others if they are sick. Older children, siblings, parents, and adults can easily pass on the infection to high-risk children through close contact. That is why, if possible, it is important to keep babies away from people with any cold symptoms. If not possible, anyone with symptoms should wear a mask and practice the layers of protection around our most vulnerable. Keeping our children, babies especially, away from crowds will also help minimize the possibility of infection. The higher the number of social contacts, the higher the risk as we go indoors for this very social time of year. Please make sure your child receives all the recommended childhood immunizations. There is no vaccine yet for RSV, but staying up to date will protect your child from other causes of vaccine-preventable respiratory infections. Pregnant individuals should consider being protected for themselves and their newborn by being vaccinated during pregnancy against influenza, COVID, and pertussis. The vaccines protect you and your newborn. RSV, influenza, and other respiratory infections. Sorry, the teleprompter stopped working. Can develop severe illness and may need to visit their healthcare provider or go to an emergency department. The difficult and complex fall that was predicted has materialized as we deal with three major viral threats: COVID-19, influenza, and RSV. All three are actively circulating across Ontario in all of our communities and across the Western Hemisphere, contributing to the pressures on our pediatric healthcare system. As the risk to Ontarians increases, we must use all of the layers of protection that we have. I'll stop there and happy to take questions.
Dr. Moore, I mean, this, of course,